The body of recently departed Kim Jong-il continues to lie in state in Pyongyang. All eyes now are on his son and successor, Kim Jong-un. Kim is in his late 20s. It's expected he's going to get a fair amount of guidance from relatives and other advisors. But if he wants to blaze his own path, he might take a look at the record of another ruler who came to power at an even younger age. Here's Liberal's Mary Kay Magstedt.
When Norodom Sihanouk became king of Cambodia in the early 1940s, the French colonial government breathed easy. Here was an 18-year-old playboy prince they could easily manipulate, they thought. A dozen years later, he sent them packing and declared Cambodia an independent, non-aligned state. That such a young leader could so defy expectations might be an encouraging thought for young Kim Jong-un as he ponders his future. This week, he was shown paying his respects to his father lying in state. Behind him stood the party elders, who may support and guide him, or may try to manipulate him, as the French tried with Sihanouk. Sihanouk happens to be a longtime friend of North Korea. North Korea's first leader, Kim Il-sung, gave him a villa in Pyongyang, which he used often. Kim also gave Sihanouk use of a North Korean film crew, and in the 60s, Sihanouk would make movies starring himself, his family, and his ministers. In this one, Sihanouk emerges from the shadows in a shimmering gold tunic and white trousers to greet a visitor, his wife in real life. He romances her with a duet. The storylines in these films tended to be similar. A handsome young prince learns about a plot and through his ingenuity and righteousness puts down the threat and preserves peace and happiness in his kingdom. By the time these films were being made in the 1960s, Sihanouk had been in power for a quarter century, and it was kind of going to his head. He'd been so good at outmaneuvering the French, he tried to do the same thing by playing opposing sides off each other during the Vietnam War. That included letting Vietnam ship weapons across Cambodia, which led to the U.S. bombing of Cambodia. In filmmaker Jim Duran's documentary, The Prince and the Prophecy, Sihanouk explained what he was trying to do.
I did not want to do harm to the United States. I had to help the North Vietnamese.
Sihanouk's general, Lan Nol, didn't like how Sihanouk was cozying up to the Vietnamese. So Lan Nol staged a coup, and Sihanouk was out. The Chinese then persuaded Sihanouk to become a figurehead leader of the communist Khmer Rouge. Many Cambodians then joined the movement because they revered Sihanouk and thought they were fighting to get him back in power. Sihanouk may have thought so too, but this time the Khmer Rouge outmaneuvered him. They used him to come to power, and once there, they put him under palace arrest and killed several members of his family. Almost 2 million other Cambodians also died under Khmer Rouge rule. Still, years later, Sihanouk told filmmaker Jim Durand he stood by his record.
I do not think that I make serious mistakes. May I quote, Sihanouk made mistakes like any other man, but he kept his people well-fed, happy, and at peace. By walking a very thin tightrope between the big powers.
Kim Jong-un has a little tightrope walking of his own to do now. So the lessons for him? Use low expectations to your advantage and do it early. Don't make deals with China without thinking carefully about the consequences. And don't get too drunk on your early successes. North Korea's leaders, like Cambodia during the Vietnam War, have a delicate balancing act to do. In the end, Sihanouk failed in his, and Cambodians suffered for it. North Koreans are already suffering. They can only hope their young leader offers them something better. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstedt.